EJ in East Meadow. What's up, EJ?
C-Mac.
What's up, brother? C-Mac,
the reason why that happens to you, man, is because you are, and I love you, say, because you actually have some rationality. Mm-hmm. But you are so irrational sometimes when it comes to the Yankees, and at least you admit it, though.
Yeah, I don't think I do. I call myself the show because other people do. I honestly do not think I'm irrational at all, so no.
No. I'm saying that you are rational. Saying when it comes to the Yankees, like, you literally just explained to most of the listening public that somehow Gleyber Torres, because he's hitting 270 and now 280 over 12 and 15 games, which literally yesterday, just because this is how the numbers change, he's hitting 260, right? And everybody's blowing up on him.
He didn't play yesterday, but I get you, yeah.
I don't understand why you guys, I get the whole thing because ratings and all that good stuff, but we have to tell people who don't watch baseball on a regular basis, it's a lot. Like, these things happen. They're going to lose. The Red Sox are going to lose to the Rockies. The Yankees might lose 2 out of 2, and I agree it's an important game. But Jeff McNeil hitting 3 home runs out of nowhere and maybe finally finding his stroke for a long particular time is a lot different than Gleyber Torres for the last 3 years, and it's a lot different than
what is
DJ
the last
LeMay who's finally hitting a home run.
Why is it
you
different?
No, I don't.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
I mean, what do you mean?
I'm talking about it's completely different.
In which way? In what way is it different?
Let's put it this way: Gleyber Torres hasn't ever won a batting title or anything like that. So when people were trying to find out what was wrong with Jeff McNeil, and he's finally found, I don't know, I guess a stroke because it's been a week.
Are you saying Jeff McNeil's the far better player between Gleyber and
no?
Okay.
Not at all, but I'm just saying the idea that all of a sudden now Gleyber's figured it out because he's hitting 270.
You see, now, did I say that?
You said.
Did I say that?
The one,
did I say
you,
that?
No, you said in a very positive light that Gleyber Torres is hitting 270 over his last X amount and 280 over his last X amount.
Yes.
And then the next, literally like 3 sentences later, you're talking about, well, yeah, Jeff McNeil seems a little fluky. But Jeff McNeil has a track record that Gleyber doesn't have. So
I completely disagree.
This is where you get
I completely disagree. Last year, Gleyber.
What do you mean?
Last year, Gleyber
he
Torres
won a batting title.
Yeah, okay, that's true. He won a batting title last year. Gleyber Torres' offensive season is probably as good or better than anything Jeff McNeil's ever done. He had 25 home runs. He drove in 80 runs. Jeff McNeil's Punch and Judy hitter who won a batting title. No, he wasn't hitting it. Maybe with Judge out for a while. I'm telling you, last year, Gleyber Torres' offensive season last year is as good or better than anything Jeff McNeil has done.
Yesterday, I listened to every single show that you have.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, you're trying to tell me literally yesterday, yesterday morning, Sunday going into Monday.
Correct.
Gleyber's got to go.
I never said Gleyber's got to go. And first off, when I say positive light, you make it sound like I said, hey, Gleyber's turning it around. He's 280 for his last 15 games. What I said was,
well, what else light is there if you're saying he hit 270
because,
in his last 12
because
and he
I'm
hit 280 in his last 15?
Because the
that's positive.
Because
that's
the
negative.
Because the context of the conversation was, Cashman can't solve every problem. So if he's looking at his problems to solve, he might say, hey, look, I can't.
Right.
I got to replace third base. I got to get a starting pitcher. I got to get a bullpen guy. Now I got to get a second baseman, too. I got to get a second baseman, too. You know what? My second baseman, who had an 800 OPS last year, has got, over the last 15 games, has hit 280. Maybe I have to pick that one as the one to leave alone. I've been saying trade Gleyber Torres in the offseason. I said Gleyber Torres is not going to be a player for the New York Yankees next year.
You could also have Jeff. Yes, you definitely did say that. You could also have Jeff. You definitely could have Jeff McNeil playing second, third base, left field, right field. Also, with whatever
he had a great series defensively as well.
I know he had a great series, but that's what you're literally saying about Gleyber Torres, that he had a great series.
I am not. I'm saying
for 14
that
games for
no,
three,
that's not
three
what
series.
I'm. You're misunderstanding what I'm saying. I'm saying is Brian Cashman can only serve so many devils. He's got to pick which one he's got to live with. And I'm saying when I look at when I look at it,
Jeff McNeil right now.
Gleyber Torres.
On your team.
Gleyber Torres.
On your team, you'd rather have Gleyber Torres. You mentioned the left-handed first, left-handed third base, or you didn't mention this. Left-handed third baseman.
Yeah, Gleyber Torres had a season last year. Yeah,
and or some guy who can play, a couple
I don't need. I don't need him to play the outfield. I don't need him to play the outfield. The Yankees don't need him.
Say that you did. I'm saying he could do the same particular things. And right now, based off of the 270 average versus the 270, 280 average, you'd rather have Gleyber Torres.
Yeah, you mentioned track record.
You would rather have Gleyber Torres than Jeff McNeil on your team.
Yes, of course. You mentioned track record. You've said it a bunch of different times. Last year, Jeff McNeil hit 270. He had an OPS of 711.
Sounds like the last 12 for Gleyber.
Gleyber Torres hit 25 home runs. 25
he
home runs.
What
had an OPS,
he
had an OPS, had an OPS of 100 points better, 89 points better.
The Yankees don't need a guy who can hit 25
they need OPS.
Home runs. They need a guy who's going to get on base
OPS.
And regularly hit.
And OPS is on base percentage. Plus slugging. That's I can't have this argument with you. Gleyber Torres, in the last year, Gleyber Torres has been a far, far better player than Jeff McNeil. Far. It's not close. And both have been terrible this year. Terrible. And when I say Gleyber Torres has hit over his last 15 games, I never put it in the context of Gleyber's fine. Never. I never said, I can't wait to see Gleyber over the next 10 because the last 15, he's been hitting 280. His OPS is still under 700 over those last 15 games. It's come with no pop and mistakes defensively. What I'm saying is Brian Cashman's going to have to pick and choose where he fixes the problems of this team. He can't fix them all. So what I'm saying is when he looks at it and he says, Jesus, I don't know what I have as a starter right now. I got Nestor Cortez, who's terrible on the road and was just terrible at home. I got a pitcher in Rodon who I don't know if I can trust. A young kid in Heel who's pitched well or his last two starts, terrible before that. And I don't know how many innings he's got in him. So he's like, I got a starting pitcher I got to find. I got back into the bullpen I got to find. I need a third baseman I got to find. I got an aging and broken-armed Rizzo who hasn't been good for a year and a young kid in Ben Rice who I have no idea what he's going to do. I have a million problems to fix. So if I'm looking at it clearly, I can go, hey, Gleyber Torres last year had an 800 OPS. He's been better his last 15 games. If I have to leave off a spot to fix, I'm probably going to leave off second base and just trust Gleyber comes back. That's all I said. I never said Gleyber's doing great. I never said Gleyber's no longer a problem. I'm saying in the pecking order of problems, you can make the case that Brian Cashman looks at Gleyber Torres and says, he's the least of my five big problems, and I can only fix four of them. You know what I'm saying? Never once did I say Gleyber Torres is doing great. I love him. I'd run him out there every day. I don't know why the hell he was off yesterday. I just said you got to play Cabrera in the exact same talking point I was making. I said you can't sit Cabrera. Cabrera's got to play every day, and you mix mash DJ and Torres, and which one plays with him. I used the last 15 games as an example of how Brian Cashman might look at it when it's going to come to the point of I can only fix so many problems. DJ LeMahieu is a far greater problem than Gleyber Torres, no? The starting pitching might be a bigger problem than Gleyber Torres, no? That's all I'm saying. Now, maybe he goes the other way. I'd be fine with it. Fix Gleyber and DJ LeMahieu, but then you don't get a starter. They can't do everything is my point. And I just don't see two infielders. They need one. And that's going to take over for DJ LeMahieu would be my thought. You're going to get two infielders as well as a starting pitcher, as well as a bullpen arm? It just seems like a lot. So in the pecking order of the problems, I could make the case that you would have the most faith that Gleyber Torres could come out of this and have a decent second half here, a decent final 60 games. It's very hard, despite the home run, to make the case for DJ LeMahieu. It's getting increasingly hard to make the case for Nestor Cortez. And all I'm saying is recent history says of all the problems in which Gleyber Torres is certainly one, he seems like he could be the least of the problems. If it comes down to which ones do I fix? That's what I'm talking about. I never came on this radio and said Gleyber Torres isn't an issue. He's been hitting 270 the last 15 games. That's what you hear. I don't know what to tell you. And all I said about Jeff McNeil is I love seeing him drive the baseball whenever. Yeah, sure. I don't view him as a home run hitter. So, yeah, he's got 3 home runs in the series. He had a great series. He made a catch up against the wall in the first game of the series. I believe it was the first game. He played great defensively. He's versatile defensively. He can play infield. He can play outfield. Yankees don't really need another outfielder, necessarily. Hopefully, if Dominguez comes back. But over the last year, there's no question who's been the better offensive player. There's no question. And when I look at him, all I said was, yes, I like the 3-run home runs. It seems a little fluky. I'd rather him to be I'd rather have him have good at bat after good at bat and peppering the baseball all over the place because that's when Jeff McNeil is at his best. But I'm not poo-pooing the 3 home runs. Great, he had a great series, and that home run is arguably the biggest hit of the game. But there's you talk about a track record. 2019, he was great. Look back at 2019 for Gleyber Torres. Let's compare the years. He won a batting title at 326. He's a better average hitter. That's it. He doesn't have the home runs. He doesn't have, for the most part, the OPS. 2022, he was far better. 2020, he was better. Looking at the numbers real quick. But over the last recent circumstance, they've both been zeros this year. Gleyber Torres was the Yankees' best hitter last year. What was Jeff McNeil? Nick in Franklin Square. What's up, Nick?
Big Monaco, how are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
All right. I'm gonna put my input in on this Jeff McNeil and Gleyber Torres situation.
Okay.
Okay. So what you're saying is that you would rather have would rather take Gleyber Torres over Jeff McNeil. Is that what you're saying?
For the Yankees, yes. In a different circumstance, with different needs, in a different ball club, I don't know. For the Mets, I'd rather have Jeff McNeil with the ability to play
Yankees,
right field.
On the Yankees, right now.
Correct.
If you were able to pick, okay, I'd rather take Gleyber Torres or Jeff McNeil. Correct. Who would you take?
Gleyber Torres.
Gleyber Torres?
Correct.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry. Do you watch the Mets?
Gleyber Torres? Why? Because Gleyber Torres had a good year last year?
What the hell has Jeff McNeil done? You make it sound like I'm turning down an all-star. Jeff McNeil sucks.
Okay. Just because Jeff McNeil doesn't hit 25 home runs?
Jeff McNeil's RBI, hitting 220.
Hold on.
Jeff McNeil's hitting 220.
Can I explain my point?
Go ahead.
Gleyber Torres, why? Because he hits 25 home runs within the last couple of years. Their RBIs are off maybe by 10 the most. Jeff McNeil is not a middle of the lineup hitter. He's at the bottom of the order. He's not in Gleyber Torres' position to bring in RBIs. Just because he doesn't hit 25 home runs, that's why you take Gleyber Torres?
Gleyber Torres last year had an 800 on base percentage. He had 25 home runs and drove in only 68 runs. So Jeff McNeil won a batting title. Who's got a better batting average right now? Jeff McNeil or Gleyber Torres?
Because Jeff McNeil's having a down year. And
Jeff
so
McNeil
Gleyber
has
Torres.
Sucked for a year and a half. Gleyber Torres was good last year.
Okay, he was.
What are we talking about?
You're saying one year, Gleyber Torres.
That's the most recent option we have. I have. It's not a small sample size. It's 260 games.
That is crazy to me.
Then you're crazy. I don't know what to tell you.
Over
Jeff McNeil. You make
crazy.
It sound like I said I'd rather have him over Lindor. It's Jeff McNeil, bro. Do you watch the Mets? He's awful. Every Met fan I know wants him off the team.
That's the thing. What I just said to you was. Within the last couple of years, Jeff McNeil, look, Gleyber Torres has maybe 10 more RBIs within the last couple of years. You're just saying, because he hits 25 home runs.
Yeah, and he had an OPS about 100 points higher.
Listen, that That's
oh,
crazy.
No, no. What should we go for? What should we go with? What should we go with? What stat do you want to go with? What stat matters? What stat matters? The batting average? Because Gleyber's hit higher this year. He hit higher last year. What other batting stat do you want?
Let me say this. And Gleyber Torres is he's a great fielder too, right?
He makes boneheaded plays every once in a while. But
boneheaded plays? Yeah. Come on.
He's got just as much range as Jeff McNeil.
The worst fielder on the Yankees. The worst fielder.
No, I disagree with that. He's not the worst fielder on the Yankees. Right now, Ben Rice comes out of games for defensive replacement at first base. He's not the worst fielder on the Yankees. Gleyber plays defense. He makes boneheaded plays and errors at the wrong time, no doubt. I don't know how 45 minutes into the show it's become me defending Gleyber Torres. I don't like Gleyber Torres necessarily as a player. I've called him a non-winning player 100 times, and I don't want him to be here next year at all. No interest whatsoever, no matter how much money Gleyber Torres is willing to come back for. I don't want him. Don't want Gleyber Torres. But you got me in a discussion with Jeff McNeil. Like, Jeff McNeil's like some sort of great player. He's been terrible. Jeff McNeil's been terrible. I know you Yankee fans hate Gleyber Torres. Be fair about it. Gleyber Torres was a far better player last year. Far better. Like, and he's younger. He's about 5 years younger. If they hit the free agent market next, when they hit the, if they would have both hit the free agent market next year, who would get paid better? He got paid off a batting title. Congratulations. I'm not trying to tell you Glaber's great. Jeff McNeil's been awful. What are we talking about? And I said for the Mets, I'd probably rather have Jeff McNeil with his ability to play right field, especially right now. They could use that. The Yankees don't have any need for that. Not with Jeff McNeil's numbers. And you tell me he's a batting title winner. The Gleyber Torres is currently, Gleyber Torres, for as awful as his season's been, he's currently hitting hot better than Jeff McNeil is right now. He has one more home run than McNeil, and McNeil just hit three this week. Or now maybe they're tied, because usually Baseball Reference is like a day behind. They probably don't have this game in. So now they have the same number of home runs. Jeff McNeil is hitting Gleyber currently. Again, I'd have to do the numbers on what Jeff McNeil did today. But going into the day, Gleyber Torres had one more home run. Gleyber Torres had eight more RBIs. And he's hitting 9 points higher. And his OPS is about 35 points higher. So in every way, shape, and form, Gleyber Torres has been a better offensive player. And I understand the stupidness of this argument. I mean, we're talking about two of the worst offensive players on either team. That's what we're talking about. But Gleyber Torres has better numbers in every category. And if you look at it, last year, it's also not that close. The batting champion, Gleyber Torres, had a better batting average. He hit 15 more home runs. He drove in 13 more RBIs, and he had an OPS 89 points higher. In the last 260 games, it's not close who's been better. In the last 260, Gleyber Torres has been the better player. And that's not saying much. And who do I think, you know, at 27 years old, I take my chances Gleyber Torres has a better second half than Jeff McNeil. Maybe I'd be wrong. I'm open to that. He's gotten hot. He hit three home runs in the series. But the idea that I'm crazy, that I'd rather have Gleyber Torres than Jeff McNeil, I know Yankee fans are going to call up and call me crazy. Do you watch the Met games? Marty in Hoboken. What's up, Marty?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a break that you accidentally threw the F word in without meaning to. But, Marty, we got to clean it up. All right, bud?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So, you trade Gleyber Torres for Jeff McNeil straight up? Are you kidding me? I would never do that in the last day of my life. Even though he's like, you know, kicking balls around and stuff. Jeff, there's no way. Come on.
No, I mean, listen, I understand that. Jeff McNeil is, I guess, less prone to the big mistake, no doubt about it. He'll hustle more. I'll give him that, right? He's more versatile defensively. He's making great plays up against the wall, playing outfield. And that's why I said, I'm open to the idea of a different circumstance, feeling a different way. For the Yankees currently, I just straight up need the best hitter. That's all I'm thinking. I need the best hitter. That's it. Honestly, I think defensively they're a wash other than Glaber has the big moment. So I'll give Jeff McNeil the defensive category at second base. That's what I'm looking at. Second baseman who can hit. That's what I need for the Yankees on this current team. And I think Gleyber Torres fits that bill slightly better. This isn't even me saying it's a slam dunk. What are you, an idiot? I'm being called the idiot. I'm just trying to defend myself. If I had to take a choice, I would take Gleyber Torres. Having said that, if they trade him for anything that seems anything worthwhile, I'll be thrilled. And if he's on the team next year, I'm going to be pissed off. And in the offseason this year, I was screaming off of an 800 OPS season, trade him, trade him, trade him, trade him. So I don't want to make it seem like here I am banging the drum for Gleyber Torres. But if you're asking me, would I rather take him, would I rather take this struggling 27-year-old second baseman who's been terrible for the Yankees this year, or would I rather take the 32-year-old struggling second baseman who lost his job to a journeyman this year, who every single Met fan wants off the team, who's a batting title champion, who's hitting .220? I mean, which one would I rather have? Oh, I don't know. I'd rather have Gleyber Torres. Call me crazy. Like, what are we talking about? You guys are nuts. Kyle in Long Island. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are
you? Not to drag on the Gleyber Torres argument.
We're here for 5 hours. Drag away.
But one of the other callers, and I respect the defensive Jeff McNeil, I get it. Sure. And I can appreciate a contact hitter and everything. But the argument that Gleyber Torres had better RBI opportunities than Jeff McNeil, and trying to dismiss the RBI. You got to remember, last year
he's playing with Bowers. He's playing with
Francie, one of the worst Cordero on base percentage teams in the league, and he for a third of the year he was leading off. You want to talk about RBI chances?
100%. You're 100% right. Gleyber was not a middle of the lineup hitter. Gleyber was hitting leadoff last year for a team that featured Francie Cordero, Jake Bowers, Billy McKinney. No Stanton was injured for most of the year. No Judge, who was injured a lot of the year. Like, and Jeff McNeil had who? Pete Alonso, Lindor. Like, it's just not even close.
Exactly.
Listen, I'm willing to say career-wise, it's a fair debate. Jeff McNeil, no doubt. Like, the years they both had was 2019, right? 2018 and 19. Let's go to their best years. And they started at the same time, too. So, like, in 2018, Jeff McNeil came up. He played in only 63 games. I don't know if I want to judge it. Gleyber played 123. So let's just start with 2019. 2019, Jeff McNeil hit .318. Gleyber Torres hit .278. Jeff McNeil had an OPS of .916, which is great. Gleyber Torres had an OPS of .871. Jeff McNeil hit 23 home runs. Gleyber Torres hit 38 home runs and drove in 90 runs. So 23.75, Gleyber was 38.90. So in the power department, Gleyber Torres was better in almost everything else. Batting average, OPS, on base percentage, Jeff McNeil. I mean, it's comparable. Right. It's comparable, but let's just say Jeff McNeil was better. 2020, Jeff McNeil was much better. Gleyber was terrible. In 21, I would even say Jeff McNeil was better. 21, batting average. Oh, no, McNeil had a bad 21, too. 251, Gleyber actually hit better, and he was terrible in 21. Yeah, I know. Listen, on full season and full career track records, I think it's a fair argument to say Jeff McNeil has had a better career than Gleyber Torres. I'm not 100% in that camp, necessarily. I've always thought of Gleyber as probably the better all-around player in my mind. But I mean, I'm open to the idea. I'm open to the idea. But when you ask me right now, there's been, over the last 260 games, it's not close. And that's not a small track record. That's the last year and two-thirds. The last year and two-thirds, Gleyber Torres has been the better player, as terrible as they've both been this year.
Yeah, you can compare the numbers. That's one thing. But also, just put it in perspective. Maybe I'm biased being a Yankees fan, but Gleyber's the kind of player, irrespective of the numbers, that can carry a lineup when the big hitters are down. He's a difference maker when he's hot. Look at the games against the Orioles a couple of years ago when he was.
Oh yeah, that was 2019. Yeah, 2019. Yeah. He killed. Yeah, he practically retired Gary Thorne. He couldn't take it anymore. Yeah, listen, it's an interesting debate career wise, and I think because of the age and because of the last year and a half, I think I'd rather have Gleyber Torres. That's it. And believe me, it's not by a mile. I'm not trying to say it's like they both have been terrible this year. And Gleyber makes the boneheaded decision, doesn't hustle. I don't know if he's a winning player. I mean, is Jeff McNeil a winning player? Have they won? The Yankees have won far more with Gleyber Torres than Jeff McNeil and the Mets. Gleyber Torres was arguably their best postseason hitter in 2019. Won game one of the ALCS against the Astros. He was going to be the next. Like, I remember Ron Darling doing the MLB 100 Greatest Players show they do at the start of every year, and he put him in the same breath of, like, Acuna. Gleyber Torres is going to be the next great young, you know, he was like 24 years old. Gleyber Torres is going to be the next great young player in Major League Baseball. That's where he was after 2019. And he completely faded, no doubt. But yes, I would take my chances with Gleyber Torres from the New York Yankees than I would Jeff McNeil. And we act like that's crazy. Jeff McNeil has been terrible. They both have been terrible.